Jella Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Oh, good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name's Dan Patronillo, and welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. This is Skid Row Studios. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty stoked. We have a pretty good day coming up here tonight, or an evening.
Yeah, tonight. We have Burger Records.
We got Sean and Lee from Burger Records here. I think we're going to have a good time.
It sounds fun.
I think we're going to inform some people, hopefully.
I'm sure everybody knows, but we'll let you know anyway.
We got an all-burger playlist, too, which is going to be sweet. How's your day, though?
It's good. You know, today's a sad day, though. Something very tragic happened today.
Yeah, it's true.
Robin Williams.
I thought we were talking about the fact that you hated the ocean.
Oh, with that, too. But, you know, you got to start off with that.
Tragic.
I do hate the ocean.
I don't understand that shit.
Why?
I don't get what your fear is.
I don't hate the ocean. I like going to the ocean. I like standing on the shore. But
Alex,
you like to get into the water and go into, like, you go a mile in.
Alex, we've had, like, deep conversations in the middle of the night about, like, Earth and, like, bonding with nature and how to be a better person. And, like, you get to be a part of something that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, so into it. And then I bring it up, like, hey, let's go.
I went to Venice on Friday and I had a blast, but I didn't get in the water.
Did you put your toes in?
Yeah.
Dude, I swam with fucking dolphins this morning, man.
Well, that's you. I don't like dolphins.
Why don't you man the fuck up and just swim with me?
I have contacts that are very expensive.
I got goggles that are very expensive.
I don't want to take the risk, man. Why can't you understand that?
I can. It's to a certain level, but...
I don't want to wear a wetsuit. I don't want to swim with the dolphins. I could see them on TV. I could see them on the internet. I could see them at, not SeaWorld, fuck SeaWorld. But, but, you know, you swam with the dolphins. How was that? Did they lead you somewhere?
It was beautiful. I got in the water around 5 in the morning, and the sun was coming up. The moon was super bright, and it was amazing. There's about 4 of them, about 20 feet from me. It was gorgeous.
Oh.
It was gorgeous.
That's very nice. Good for you. I'm happy for you.
All right. This is A Pint of Cacophony. Let's play a badass song block here, and then let's get the guys from Burger Records in here.
Fuck it.
See that pain, yeah, through you.
Yeah.
It's Burger Records.
That's what she said.
I'm
What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuquay at Fuquay Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com. Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
The staff at Burger Records have the coolest jobs on Earth.
What do you want to do today, Sean?
Tunes! But as their company grew, so did their problems.
Hey, man, this is a problem.
Yeah, bro, I have a problem, too. Watch as their passion for music on dead recording medium brings them closer together as they overcome all obstacles.
Wait, I have an idea. Cassettes!
Wait, what? Sean and Lee star in Burger Records. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Welcome back to A Pound of Coffee. My name is Dan Patchinello.
You saw the preview?
Yeah.
You that, like was that? Heavy. That was heavy.
I'm going to have to call my attorney, Mr. Fuquay, and talk about that. I hope our likenesses wasn't involved.
Gosh. So we're sitting here with Sean and Lee, co-founders of Burger Records.
What up?
And we're joined by Gabe from Gap Dream.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
We just heard on Audacity, The Garden, Cumstein, and The Stooges.
Hell yeah.
And I know you guys wanted to talk about The Stooges and Iggy for a second, because something really big happened for you guys and the music world in general.
Yeah, I mean, one of our favorite rock and rollers of all time, if you know, he's a godhead, and Iggy gave us a shout-out on the BBC.
Mr. Iggy Pop gave Burger Records a shout-out.
Yeah, right? When we were in high school, Iggy Pop was... There was nothing bigger than Iggy Pop. He was the...
Yeah, he's the man.
The godhead for us.
Mm-hmm. We saw him at the El Rey Theater, and I helped push Sean over up on stage to dance around crazily, and he spit on my jacket.
It was awesome. We got there. We left right after school, and we got to the El Rey at like 5 p.m. They weren't even open. We had to wait 3 hours before they even opened the doors, but we were so excited. It was like the greatest thing to ever happen in of our teenage lives. And
yeah, it was pretty cool.
How later that week, we saw the Cramps play. And
that's such a good week then.
Yeah, and we also had the first show for our band, The Noise, when we were in high school.
Yeah, it was an epic week.
How did you hear about Iggy Pop's statement about you guys? Did you hear it live, or did you catch wind of it over media?
The guy who runs the BBC thing sent us an email. He's like, I don't usually do this, but I thought you guys would get a kick out of this.
Yeah, check this clip out.
Yeah, he sent us a clip of it, and our minds were so blown.
Yeah, I was just smiling all night.
Our band in high school, when me and we weren't really a band, we would just break stuff. We never practiced. it was like a joke on our friends' bands who were actually trying to start a punk band. But before we would go on stage, I had a car called the Stoogemobile because I was all about the Stooges, Niggy and the Stooges.
And decals on the back.
Yeah, and then we would listen to Raw Power on cassette and just go, get pumped up. And then we'd run out on stage and I'd get stuff smashed on my head.
Fires and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, I saw it. Like, I heard him talking about it for a while. I was like, I have to see this. And finally, he said he found a video of it, and I couldn't believe it.
We're working on the Behind the Music.
Yeah.
It's unreal what they did in front of, like, all these kids. Like, they're just, like, trashing things, not even playing anything, and there's people screaming at them going, there's people that are digging it because it's a chaos scene, and then there's people that are just straight up pissed that are like, what is going on?
Like, coming from that and like driving around in the Stoogemobile in high school and stuff.
Yeah, we brought gasoline to shows.
He's like blowing things. It's
seriously, if you
like
throw
knowing
a
them,
match on something, you poured gasoline on it,
it's
going to
ignite instantly.
Not a joke.
It's like Rescue 911 like level of like behavior. Like right before they had to call 911 to react.
But yeah, Iggy fed the fuel. He was part of the. the fuel for that definitely. Fire.
I was going to say, like hearing him say what he said recently and coming from where you guys did and talking about Iggy the way you are, is that, do you guys feel like you made it, or is it like...
Definitely, I felt validated.
Is that the gauging?
I think that was like the most validating thing that has ever happened to us, for sure. Just because he's such a huge part of our lives growing up and getting into music in general.
And he doesn't have to say it. There wasn't like some PR firm paid him to say, hey, will you say something on Burger Records?
No, it was really sincere.
It came from the heart. He's like, yeah, I just stumbled upon this article in the paper, and it was really good, and he really liked Curtis
Harding. And he's talking about Curtis, right?
Yeah, he loves the music, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Pretty That's awesome. Cool. He's the man.
Did you?
What?
All right.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
He's the man. Iggy, we're going to hang out with Iggy pretty soon. We're going to run the
We sent him a care package, so.
We did.
So how did Burger Records start?
So post Noise, Noise kind of stopped or ceased or hiatus, whatever you want to call it, because Sean went to school in Humboldt and started the makeout party with some of my friends, Kid Kevin and Dan Bush and Dusty Apodaca, and that was like the band I was supposed to learn how to play music, and yeah, we started the makeout party, and
that was the band you were supposed to learn how to play music.
Yeah,
in?
From the Noise. I mean,
we never practiced.
But
we recorded an album before any of our friends, and we would just break stuff, and the album was just thought up on the spot. Like we had a recorder. We had Lee and I had a guitar and whatever happened.
But we're into like layout and like art direction and making posters and creating the myth and stuff like that. So I think a lot of that transfers
over into a label. It's what I love about you guys. It like kind of has that, I don't want to compare you to anybody, but like that Sub Pop-esque thing where you're like branding the label and that's like the imaging package. And you guys do that so fucking well with what you guys are involved with. Oh. Everybody knows Burger.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a Burger Boy or a Burger Babe or a Burger Punk. Yeah.
It really wasn't a forced thing or something. We sat down, we're like, this is what we're going to do. It was like, it happened so naturally and falling ass backwards into so many things. Yeah. And just
every
like,
band.
How are we here? Why is Iggy Pop talking about this? Exactly. What's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, it took a decade to get to the Iggy, to where Iggy's was known about what were happening. But yeah, it's a trip. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Take it in.
I mean, we're smoking. I lost it. Lost it, man. The Iggy, that's the ultimate. Yeah, pretty cool.
You guys helped revive a dead format in the LAOC area on the cusp of this international trend. What initially made you guys think cassette instead of vinyl or CDs?
Well, we started with vinyl first, but the cassette started with our friends AM. They had put out a cassette on Paper Made. And
yeah, we asked them like who made it, and they were shy. And
it took a month or two to get the contact,
like the answer. Like, can we just get a phone number, man?
Yeah, they finally they're like, all right, here's the number, and then it just snowballed from there. Just asking our friends that were making records at the time, and putting out our own music because it was affordable, and you know,
is it a lot cheaper?
Yeah,
it's a lot cheaper.
Like around a buck,
and a lot faster.
Some change
too.
Of tape, yeah. And yeah, it's very fast and it sounds good. The first thing, I didn't know how much it cost to make the tapes, but I was impressed with the AM's tape. It sounded great. I thought it sounded real loud and for, you know, lo-fi production, whatever, but it had a great urgency and quality to it that I loved.
Yeah, and loud. And we had a tape player in the van, you know, as our main form of listening to music, so putting all this music that none of our friends were putting on vinyl or putting on cassette, or none of our labels, the labels that we knew were putting on cassette, it was kind of just a necessity for us to listen to music in the van while we were on tour and
just connecting the dots, the ABC, and I mean, you got to have the LP, the CD, the cassette, and then now it's the digital download, and
you guys moved on into that now. You guys have it all.
We got
for
it
sure.
all.
Yeah, yeah. We're creating an umbrella.
Yeah,
sure
you cover everything.
Yeah, but multifaceted.
Do you feel like Mads Burger Records, like you guys are pushing the cassette thing, though? Like, I mean, that's sort of starting to take off as a trend, and I feel like you guys are the forefathers of that, at least recently, like in our generation.
We've done over 600 cassettes, different cassettes, different bands, and it's a large part of what we do, and it helps us get our foot in the door for a ton of people and opportunities, so... I would say it's very beneficial to us that we got in on the
cassette. And any band, you know, making tape, I mean, or records, or putting out releasing music, You know, it's a tangible thing. You know, it's not just binary code. It's not just a download or whatever. You can
you get that analog magnetic strip. Yeah,
you get some artwork. You're gonna get a taste of the band, and you're gonna get a little more flavor. And
bands will take it on tour, and kids who go to shows will get the tapes and tell their friends, and that's how it started.
For a gallon of gas, you know, you're helping the
five
band
bucks,
cruise down the road, and then you get some tunes. And if you take care of tapes, they'll last forever.
And you know, some of them are collectible now. They're going for a bunch of money.
They're cheap.
Which is
almost all instant collectible because they're limited pressing.
If you don't want to spend $20 on, like, a new record, and, like, it's nice to own the vinyl, like, but sometimes you want to make sure you really want it if you're going to spend $20 on it. It's like, you see it's on...
But I feel like
$6.
Yeah, like, even owning the tape, though, it's like, it's not like that digital download thing or the CD thing where... Right. I'm just going to put it on my iPod and never pick it up again. With a vinyl record or a cassette, like, you're going to be holding it every time you listen to it.
You're going to study and worship and praise every little detail. And I mean, at least that's what we do, and just follow production credits. And
so what does it take for a band to be on Burger? What are you guys looking for?
Oh, the now sound, man. I don't know how to describe it. No, it has to be happening.
No, we like all kinds of music, any kind of music, really. So we're open to all kinds of things. But it just has to be true, you know.
Sincere.
Yeah,
and
when you
passionate.
Hear music, you can hear in people's voices and the way they play music.
But we
and
love
the songs
catchy, like poppy. I know we love melody and, you know, we love dirty stuff. But it's got to rock. It's got to roll, baby.
Like, trashy punk with a bubblegum streak.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's our background, but it's not going to... We're not going to pigeonhole ourselves and say, oh, we're only going to put out, you know, slap pop teen bands or something. Like, we're going to put out any kind of music. And
psychedelic, ambient, hip-hop.
Is that like, the reason, like, why you guys decided to do Wiener Records?
Hell yeah. Wiener is a way...
Why don't you tell us about what Wiener is for people who don't know? There's Burger Records, which is the big thing, and then there's Wiener Records.
All right. Hey, folks.
History time.
History.
Wiener
Records is our subsidiary, and it's for all the bands that we can't put on Burger right away, because we have too many burgers on the grill, if you will. And
running out of grill space.
That's true. We're trying to, you know, slow our roll and be able to budget and not bankrupt ourselves or whatever. Because
we hit up my bands every day, every single day, through the mail and through the email, and it's just too much for one little label to take on.
Yeah.
But so we can help Wiener.
It's a way for us to help bands, like we act as a middleman. But
what do they do for the band that's different than what Burger does?
Well, for them, first off, they pay for the production and the pressing.
Right.
And they get the pressing. We take 10% to give it a web presence, and so we can hype it and sell it online and in the store. And, you know, the logos are similar, not unlike Burger, and I've seen funny reviews where they're like, Burger's losing it. And they're like, they have to write back to the magazine, it's actually Wiener Records. You know? Just for fun.
But anybody can do it. It's available for anybody who wants to put anything on cassette.
And
it
it's affordable. Like, we're not trying to take advantage. We're just trying to help people, you know, if they need help in layout or...
That's that important vibe that I catch from you guys. That's great for, like, the scene, I think.
Yeah.
And we've discovered a bunch of bands through Wiener Records. Like, the first Wiener record we did was this guy, Alex Wall from Australia.
Wax Witches. He was one of the first tapes. And then we did a Burger tape, and then that led into...
That's a great, like, breeding
upcoming
ground.
Now we're going to do a record with the guy. He started as a Wiener, and then he got our attention. We're like, well, that's good.
Now he's a fat burger.
And now
certified burger.
Certified burger. Great.
So as far as Burger Records is now, Iggy Pop's talking about you guys. Like, what goals do you have as a label at this point? What does the future look like in your eyes?
I'm trying to get Rodney to DJ one of our our rooftop soirees in downtown. I think that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
But for us, it's just... building the brand and keep on building it, and, you know, trying to get something for ourselves personally, like a shower or something. Getting to move out of the shop.
Food in the fridge.
That's ideal. Yeah.
We're looking.
That'll happen.
We're looking for a spot to live. If you know a cheap spot.
Chill spot.
A cheap chill spot.
Hillside. Maybe the beach side.
Cheap chill spot that's on a hill at the beach. Perfect. Call us.
sounds great. Okay.
Moving to Malibu, guys.
You guys got a ton of coverage for having a show recently with an all-female like cast basically as far as lineup goes. So we're gonna go into a couple of those artists that played.
Cool.
And we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk some more. So
sounds good.
Let's go into the Summer Twins.
Love you.
Welcome to Burger Records, home of the records. Can I take your order?
I'd like to ask your help. Would the people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewelry.
We'll be right back. So, hey, I want to set you up with my daughter.
Oh, I'm engaged to Pam.
I thought you were gay.
Then why would you want to set me up with your daughter?
I don't know.
Some people never got over Vietnam or the night their band opened for Nirvana. I guess I never got over Brigger Records.
Thank you. jambalaya.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. Hi, Jambalaya.
Hi.
My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios here. I got Sean and Lee from Burger Records.
What up?
How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
We're doing well.
Still. So you got a storefront opened in 2009 over in Fullerton, and you guys also have Studio B, the new recording studio located in Los Angeles, California, owned and operated by Detroit native Bobby Harlow in conjunction with Burger Records. You guys got Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show, new episodes post every Tuesday, and Burger Records TV, where new episodes post every Thursday.
It must be Burger TV.
Tell us, what's Burger TV?
Burger TV is a rock and roll explosion, fun time, nonsensical madness.
Propaganda machine.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a way to brainwash kids into buying records and tapes and having fun. And
introducing them to our bands and the people behind the music.
And art.
Yeah.
It's about the art.
Dude, we got like artwork.
Yeah, we like to doodle and draw.
Premiering videos.
Yeah, it is fun time. We like turning people on, baby.
Giving them visual stuff in addition to the audio.
Yeah,
R&B.
In the last set, we played a lot of your girl acts. We had Summer Twins, Cherry Glazer, Shannon and the Clams, and Colleen Green.
Colleen Green's, who is also playing our next downtown.
Rooftop soiree.
Hell yeah.
The
Los
Burger
Angeles.
Records rooftop soiree at the Ace Hotel in downtown, right?
Hell yeah. Third Mondays of every
She'll
month.
She'll be playing and DJing.
So it's every third Monday of the month?
Hell yeah. And we have the Summer Twins the next month after that.
So we get Colin Green on the 18th, and the following month after that's the Summer Twins.
And
we just played them doing Forget
that.
Me.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, Hunks. Then the month after that, November, right?
It's Jeff McDonald.
Or Jeff's in November. And then Sir Psych. In December. Yep. And hopefully Rodney in January.
We're going to
make it happen. I want to pay him. Get him paid. Get him laid. And get him pay, you know, get him some food. There's a lot of good food.
What do you guys got going on in Palm Springs?
We're going to chill.
Another Ace Hotel event.
It's our chill zone for a weekend. It's the Burger Oasis 2. And the Muffs, Summer Twins, and Wyatt Blair playing on Friday, September 5th in the Amigo Room.
Awesome. We got the Muffs coming in here next week.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Kim's coming in. We're really stoked about that.
She's very fun.
Oh, the
She's
new awesome. Muffs record's amazing. How'd you guys get in cahoots with her for putting that one out?
Luckily, I toured with Roy McDonald a few times during Red Cross tours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we have a record. It's unreleased. No one knows about it.
So they were finished and they were looking for somebody to put it out with?
Yeah, they're tinkering for a long time, but it was pretty much done.
How did it land on your doorstep? Just
well,
that
I mean,
word of mouth?
I was touring with them and he played it for me and I was like, oh man, we gotta do it. And then he just hyped us up to Kim and I met Ronnie a while back. Like, we had a double date on Valentine's and we just talked about Golden Dawn and Texas rock and roll and stuff. And we had a good bro down and a sesh. And we never forgot each other, even though we didn't hang for a long time, but he sent an email like, hey, remember me? And I'm like, of course. And then we just, you know, just struck up the conversation and friendship again. And between Roy and Ronnie getting in Kim's ear, she's like, yeah, these guys are cool. Like, after we met and stuff, we
She put something out in the media that I read recently talking about how, like, your guys' distribution and the way you're taking care of her record, she's just completely comfortable with it. What makes you guys different in that regard than other people that you guys feel that you do?
Well, we work nonstop, 24/7 on this burger thing, and we've been doing it for years and years. It's not a hobby. It's not like we work till 5 and then we party and watch TV and then wake up and do it again. It's nonstop work.
He stays up till about 4 in the morning and wakes up at like, you know,
11:30 or so.
Yeah.
But with the Muffs in particular, I feel that there's this amazing, legendary, you know, local band that is world renowned, and you know, it's an honor for us to be able to help give them a platform to have their music out there, and we're just learning everything as we go, and each year we keep setting the standard and the bar higher for ourselves, and we're achieving our goals, and it's becoming more surreal and fantastic every day. And being able to make Kim, because the Muffs are notorious for being difficult to make happy or something, you know, they're just particular, and they're at those and things. And luckily, we've been able to provide for them and make
sounds
them happy.
Like
and,
I mean, the new record's great. Yeah, and it's so awesome to see you get around. And
yeah,
I see that burger logo right on the front of it or the back of it, wherever it is. And
we put out tons of debut albums. Like most of our LPs are debuts. Mm-hmm. So putting out a band that's world renowned already
established.
Just a mix of what we've already got going on plus the hype they've got behind their band already, I think is a really good mixture in getting music out there.
And I'll give a shout out to Jacob at Pitch Perfect PR because he's a big fan of the most.
Jacob rules.
He's a big fan on top of us having him on payroll or whatever. So he's really working the hard, you know, working the angle. He's working it hard. He's awesome. So what's up, Jacob?
And our radio people, AAM, are doing really well,
Tanny,
too.
What's up? Chris, what's up?
That's great.
Yeah.
On a sad note,
council,
like today, just to change the subject a little bit, Robin Williams died today.
I know.
Apparent suicide.
Yeah, apparent suicide. It's kind of a bummer. I mean, I know he had his troubles with addiction and whatever in the past. Yeah.
I got a few crutches.
But I just kind of wanted to go around the room and like, what's your good Robin Williams moment? Like growing up, a movie that like
Mark and Mindy, baby.
Is Mark and Mindy for you, Lee?
No, man. You got the pie on the face.
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire is a classic for all of our childhood.
Doubtfire for me, like as a child, was like that scene where he's pissing. He's pissing upright, and the son walks in and figures it out.
If you watch that movie with.
My headphones off.
In the right mindset, where you're looking at it from a logical perspective, that man should never go near his children again.
No,
they should never let him back.
Seriously.
He's done. He's scarred his children. The little girl is going to have to go to therapy for
so long.
Child
service would be knocking on the door.
He doesn't make the right choices. He's not a good dad.
He's a manipulator.
Mrs. Doubtfire,
he was a
not a good dad.
Manipulator.
He manipulated his children and lied to them.
Master manipulator.
And he knew that. That's why he killed himself.
And that's why
he should be put in prison.
They were doing Mrs. Doubtfire, too. It brought up too many bad memories.
All right, we're about to go back into this song.
I'm sorry. No, we love him. Before I even went to school, I used to watch him on TV, like Mark and Mindy. And
I saw many Robin Williams movies with my dad.
Yeah, that was cool.
You guys must get a lot of, like you were saying earlier,
Jumanji's
emails, music all the time, shipments. What are the worst band names you've heard so far?
We were talking about this, and it's not really band. Well,
they're all bad.
There's a bunch of bad names. But
Who's a bad band name?
When bands use names for bands that have already established, they haven't done their research.
Like Static Age.
Yeah.
Static Age, that's good.
We were watching Gene Simmons' show.
What a nightmare.
Oh, the Gene Simmons.
And Gene Simmons' son's band's name was Chrome, which is obviously a band name.
Cool,
their logo looked really similar
like
to Chrome.
If they're like a kraut band, it'd be like, yeah, Chrome.
and then in Gene's defense, he's like, well, they don't know the trademark.
Have they trademarked it? Because if they haven't trademarked it, then it's open.
Let's go into some more burger music. We got Cuddy Flam coming up, King
Cuddy
Kong
Flam.
And the Shrines. And Curtis
name.
Herding, who Iggy Pop
name.
Was talking
We're
about.
Talking
about
yeah.
Hey, Dan. So you like, yeah, what's up?
Speaking of Cuddy Flam,
they're
playing Echo Park Rising, man.
Hell yeah.
They're our friends.
They're playing. I know, I love Cuddy Flam.
Yeah, Echoes Under the Sunset at 8 p.m. Go check them out.
What day is that?
On Saturday.
And check out our thing on Sunday.
No, on Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday.
They are good people, dude.
They're one of the few bands that I discovered through the demo box. They handed me a demo, and it should have wound up in the box, but I listened to it pretty immediate.
Yeah, they've been.
I like them
they're great. They've been through.
They're the nicest people too.
They've been through our studios twice, and they're great people.
And they sound great.
Let's go into them. This is called Robot Heart off of the latest.
Oh yeah,
we'll have a tape soon. Next month.
Sounds like Dick Dale.
Cuddy.
Bang bang.
Huey Louie. And we're Cuddy Flam. And you're listening to
A Pint of Cacophony.
All you brothers out there, all you brothers out there, this is King Khan, and not even the dog that pisses on the wall of Babylon should escape my wrath. You are listening to A Pint of Cacophony with Don Patrinilo. Monday nights.
That's what she said. Oh my God, what did I say?
All alone, and lately
I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Pint of Coffee. My name is Dan Patchnell. This is Skid Row Studios, and I got the guys from Burger Records.
It's a Burger Records rock and roll radio show. Hell yeah, we're putting them down. Thanks to Pabst Blue Ribbon. What's up? Endorse, baby.
Glad you guys are having a good time.
Thanks very much.
Just
for
so
us.
For people who want to get a hold of your guys' music, who are following this hype machine you guys are creating, how do they do that?
And rub around.
They can go to burgerrecords.com. Mm-hmm. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/burgerrecords, or Twitter, twitter.com/burgerrecords.
Or Google us.
Tumblr.burgerrecords.com for Tumblr. Burger Records 4, the number 4, Burger Records 4 Life. That's for our Instagram. And you can find us in person 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 645 South State College Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92831. Unit A.
That's what's up. Awesome. You know where to find us, so bring us some breakfast or some dinner.
Bring
or lunch.
Us some weed.
Yeah, if you want to twist one up.
Yeah.
Let's keep this relationship going. Yeah.
You're disgusting.
I'm on the radio.
All right, we got to wrap this up, guys. It's been a pleasure having you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
A total pleasure.
Excuse me.
We're going to be posting everything. The Ace Hotel, the Palm Springs event, the Gap Dream thing on the 16th. We'll post it on our Facebook or Instagram, all that stuff. We'll spread it around for sure.
I apologize to all our listeners.
But Sean, we heard you like Weird Al.
I love Weird Al.
Are you proud of him?
I don't like Weird Al. I love Weird Al.
Good. Are you proud of him? He made number one.
I'm so proud of him.
Number one, baby.
Did you sign the petition for the Super Bowl?
Nah.
No, but we've seen him twice in one day before, and Weird Al turned me on to Nirvana.
No way.
I love Weird Al.
Well, Sean, we'd like to say goodnight to everybody here on A Pint of Cacophony. We'll catch you everybody next week, next Monday. We're going to have Kim from the Muffs in here. We're going to play the new record.
She's going to feel bad about it.
We're going to dedicate this last song to you, Sean.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
This is your Weird Al for you. Good night, guys. We'll see you next Monday.
We love you.
This is my Weird Al.
Your Weird Al.
How about the Phyllis Angela dispute?
You already did me.
That's what she said.
Oh, my baby, she don't want me no more. Ever since she saw his poster in that record store.
Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.
You are listening to